This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 1st. God's word to you today is Divine Possibilities. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 19, verses 21 and 29 from the New International Version, and it says, "Go sell your possessions and give to the poor. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or child or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." The cost of having vision, of being a God-inspired visionary, as exemplified in this scripture, is losing everything. And Jesus says, the reward is you'll get 100 times more in this present world and eternal life in the world to come. Jesus is not saying you should sacrifice for him and get nothing. It's the promise of a reward in eternity. However, if Jesus said, sacrifice for me now, and when we get to heaven, you will get your reward, that is more than we can ever ask for. But Jesus did not say that. Jesus said, sacrifice for me, and here you will have 100-fold. Then in heaven, you would have much more. What could be better than that? So when you are holding back from God, you are actually cheating yourself in this life and the life to come. The story in Matthew 19, verses 16 to 30, please read, shows us a connection between vision and discipline. If the rich man had done what Jesus had said, he would have been delaying gratification. He would have been disciplined. He would have shown character, and he would have embraced a divine vision. What vision of new possibilities has God put in your heart and mind that the comfort of your current life is in direct variance with? Write it down. And if you have none, ask God to give you a vision of divine possibilities. If you have one already, then ask God to enlarge your vision and help you take hold of it. Note, however, that an enlarged vision, a God-inspired vision, will require faith in you. The next thing is to identify the immediate steps you need to take towards this God-inspired vision. I'm not saying you should list all the steps, because sometimes nobody has all the steps. But note down the immediate steps you need to take. For some, it would be to let your life group leader know so that you can pray together in agreement. For some others, your immediate step could be to become accountable to someone so that you can make sure it happens. For some, your immediate next step is to get a relationship with God today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please give me a vision of divine possibilities so that I will be a person of character, so that nothing you put in my hands will perish. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.